Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 19. Our drop date is Thursday, May 7th, 2026. I'm your host, C. Willie. Happy to be back in the chair tonight. I am joined by the lovely and talented
Quarter Pete, guys. Guess who we have on this week? Woohoo!
We have our special guest, the Low Down Dirty Heathens. They are joining us from Central North Carolina. We are so happy to have you guys on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
There you go. Hey, thank you for having us.
So the Low Down Dirty Heathens are as good a Southern rock, swamp, blues, outlaw country band as you are going to find. And we love the sound, guys. Recognized, they're a three-time nominee for the International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards. And in 2025, last year, took the silver medal for Band of the Year. You guys are doing it. How did everything come together? How did you guys meet up? And I know it's kind of a unique story. A couple of y'all were lifelong friends, have known each other, done this, and lo and behold, here's the band. What's the story?
Yeah. Me and Ronnie, we played in the band together for about 15 years. And, you know, and then he gave it up. And, you know, me, I love music. I wanted to keep going. So I formed another band. And we went strong for about 2 years. And, well, things were getting a little patchy. And then we had a hurricane come through. And so I decided, well, I want to do something, you know, to try to raise money or food because some of these people lost everything they had.
Sure.
And so I put on a little old thing and put an ad on Facebook. And Joe called and said, hey, man, I like to do it.
Yeah, he's had live bands and other musicians come play, and they raised money with food.
And me being a musician, you know, before I do anything, I'd like to hear him first, you know, because.
Sure, sure.
So I had him come over to the house, and he brung his guitar, and as soon as he struck that first chord, I was like, and started singing, I was like, okay, student knows what he's doing, you know. So we done that, and the last two shows, I had him just fill in with us, because, like I said, the band I was doing going south. Mm-hmm. So, I had him to fill in with us just to do the gigs. And then right out here in Candor from where I'm from, they have a thing every year. It's called a Peach Festival. They have parade, okay, live bands and all that. So they called me. Well, I had it booked for my band. Joe said, well, we got several months, you know. Yeah, hold on to it. Hold that gig
together.
So we tried three or four different bass players, and they just, you know, wasn't what we wanted.
Or wouldn't show up half the time.
And he didn't know no more. And I said, well, I know one more guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted Ronnie, had him, left a message for him to call me back. I think we talked about an hour and a half that night. Hadn't talked in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
that's wild.
So, and then I said, well, so I got this guy down here, and, you know, I got this gig. At least, you know, come on, do the gig, and then after that, we'll see what happens. First night, we all three stepped in the band room.
April 11th, 2019.
It's just like we've been playing together for 25 years.
First song.
It just clicked.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And everything else has been a dream.
It was on after that.
Ronnie, did you have any hesitation when you got that phone call, or did you kind of know this is what the outcome would be?
All I did was my friend needed me to help him out, so I went to help him out.
And here's how it turned out.
I had no idea what I was stepping into.
Well, that is so cool, and such a great camaraderie I'm sure you all have as a result. I mean, what did you say, Joe, 2019 that this all happened. So 7 years later, here we are, and you guys are still going strong.
Yep, tighter than ever.
And the good thing about it is, before we actually played the gig, he was hired to come on to play. We done played three or four gigs.
Yeah, we did a practice gig at my house and had like 200 people come.
Yeah, out.
And then after from that show, we got like two or three gigs before the first initial gig was. So it was on running.
All right. So other people recognized the talent that was there as well, and what a great sound. All right.
And we just had fun playing together.
Well, the first one that we've got queued up, and I think this really accentuates the cool thing, folks, you're going to hear tonight. Each one of these songs is a little different. It's got a little bit of a different feel while still that Southern sound. The first one that we've got is called Same Old Blues. And I really enjoy this because it accentuates as much as anything the vocals in the band. Tell us a little bit about this one.
The funny part is the recording, I was sick or getting over being sick. And I didn't like it because I didn't think I was singing that good. But then once we heard the playback, it was like, all right, that sounds pretty good. But it didn't take a lot of time, but I had to do several lines over and over just to get it out because I was still sick. But it sounds great. Everybody loves it.
It does, and so do we. And let's give this one a play. This is the Lowdown Dirty Heathens with Same Old Blues.
Been out here every night, singing my songs under this spotlight. It can be a lonely world. Oh, well, some sing along, some just don't. Some don't seem to care at all. Though I don't blame them, none.
Same old story, it's the same.
Nothing wrong with that voice, Joe. That is the same old blues, Low Down Dirty Heathens. That's one of those songs I feel like I'd like to be on a 1,000-mile road trip, windows down, and that on repeat. That is such a great
Not
tune,
the first
guys.
Time that's been said.
Yeah, we've had several people tell us our music, they can just go on an open road. It don't matter. It's going to take you on a journey.
I feel like that. It's great to have that kind of a reception to the music that you're playing, I'm sure.
For sure.
Yeah. It's cool, refreshing. You guys are so good. The tones, everything. And it's just enough of going, life is so good right now.
Yeah. No doubt. Hey, we are going to take a quick break here. We are going to come back on the other side, talk a little more with the Low Down Dirty Heathens. We'll be right back.
Woo!
Sconey Golf Shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconey Golf Shoes. That's Sconey, SKONI.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with the Low Down Dirty Heathens. We are talking some incredible music, some cruising. I think we're going to go on a road trip here in a little bit with all of their songs. But guys, you know, you've got this Southern sound, this unique story of how you all got together. What does it look like when you're actually writing the music? How does that process go for you guys?
It'll start out, I have an idea or musically or have a song. Sometimes I think it'll be like close to all the way done. And then I'll bring it to the band room and we'll put it together and it always changes to something else, but it's always good for the better. It's always, so it works out.
Are they generally something that comes about fairly quickly? I mean, we've talked to bands that have said that, yeah, we've had this song on the shelf for 10 years, and then we dust it off, bring it back, and all of a sudden it's got a new feel. Is that the sort of thing, or do you guys, is it, okay, we want to put together 3 or 4 songs, here they are, Joe's got these ideas, let's do it, and when we're out of the studio, it's done?
It's like a mixed match of the two. Sometimes it'll be an old song that I've forgot I had or like come across, you know, or always had for a while or something. And then a lot of times I'll be working on new stuff because I try to write every day, at least a little bit, even if it's just in the car or writing down a line or something. But sometimes I'll have one that'll come new and I'll be like, y'all got to listen to this song, or we can't wait on this one. This one's a good one. And so it's back and forth different ways.
About half the time, we'll be in there rehearsing or whatever. And Joe will hit a lick and what is that? He said, oh, that's something I'm working on. And next thing you know, an hour later, there's a song.
Yeah.
It kind of works that way a lot of times.
Sounds like the creativity is really there with your group. You guys have really got a good mix.
Yeah. And I'm always talking to Ronnie about lyrics and stuff all the time. When we're playing shows and stuff, I'll ask him about a line or something, or tell him something I'm working on. And they're always, even though they may not know it, they're giving me ideas all the time. Just little Southern sayings and stuff like that. So, and people we meet a lot, and a lot has a lot to do with it too. Telling stories about folks we see along the way.
Yeah, sometimes we add something to the song just by accident.
Yeah.
Like, you know, talking about Traveling Man. We played Traveling Man I don't know how long. And then we was in the band room one day and we was playing it. And at the end, you'll hear the ending of it. So I just, for laughs and giggles, I done the ending like that. And they both looked at me and said, you got to play it like that. And I was like.
Every time.
Oh, my. You know, I stuck my foot in my mouth, but it works.
It does.
Well, that's.
Especially live.
That's the perfect setup, Donnie. We've got this one queued up. Let's give a listen to this. This is Low Down Dirty Heathens and Traveling Man.
Well, I had a wild streak back in my younger days. Yeah, I'd run off and stay gone for days. Living life in a haze, locked in my room, bending these guitar strings. Yeah, since the day I was born, well, this is all I've ever known. Love and running all my life, and it's searching the world to find the answers we all seek. And running down a dream, and hear big will sing. It's the only life for me. I think back to the day when the world. Show you things you ain't never seen. And in the morning, take it on the chin. We'll be gonna do it all over again. I've been running all my life, and it's searching the world to find the answers we all seek. And rumbling down a dream, and hear the feet will sing. It's the only life for me. I think back to the day when the world.
Is it. All right. Donnie, Joe, and Ronnie, they are the Low Down Dirty Heathens, and that was Traveling Man. And what a great, another great jam tune. It's out there. You guys really, you got it. And we're enjoying this very much.
So is my chair, because the chair moved like 2 inches.
You've got Quarter Peep rocking, which is a good thing. Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We are going to come back on the other side with the Lowdown, Dirty Heathens.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Central North Carolina's Lowdown Dirty Heathens. These guys can flat out play, as you have heard. And I know there's going to be a lot of folks listening to this that are going to want to know where to find you. So how do they do that? Where do they find you on social media? If I want to go see you live, where do I get you?
First thing to check is lowdowndirtyheathens.com. That's got all of our info, our tour dates, our music, videos. They can join the email and they can get all the updates before merch. They come out, merch. But we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
We're everywhere.
You search Lowdown Dirty Heathens, you'll find us.
All right. And I know that search is going to be happening. This last one that we've got queued up has rapidly become one of my personal favorites. You know, Quarter Peep has got a line or a saying during each of our shows that, yeah, that's going to make my playlist.
Yes.
First of all three of these are making C. Willie's playlist. There's no question about that. But this one is just a fantastic song. Give us the backstory on Black Mud.
Well, I grew up, me and Ronnie kind of grew up, same with music families. All our family members, or at least most of them, would play the instruments, and most of the time it was bluegrass or country. And when I grew up, started playing at six from my grandfather, who taught me how to play. Me and my brother wanted to learn rock and roll, and he said, I don't know any rock and roll, but I can teach you the blues. And he showed me how to play the blues, and I like fell in love. And so that song just started out as like a little blues riff I did at home. And then I was like, well, I want to try to write a blues song, like straight blues, but make it rock and roll. And just started writing that and was kind of thinking about some of them old blues songs while I was writing it. And so to me, that's kind of what it came out. But then it was also about the story behind it. It's about just where all three of us have been. You know, back when we were younger, we were doing drugs and all kinds of bad stuff. And we've all overcome it years ago. And we wouldn't have been able to do what we do now with if we was doing the stuff we were doing back then.
Sure,
and
sure.
This is talking about just making it out on the other side.
Well, right before this song was born, me and Joe had a conversation independently at the same time we had started getting into the rock and roll documentaries, you know, the Lynyrd Skynyrd Netflix show and, you know, all of them.
Yeah.
We were just kind of independently watching them at the same time, didn't know it, but there was a statement made in before one of the shows said, you know, if we get into this music business deep, we're going to have to get down in the mud.
Yeah.
And it wasn't long this song came, so I just wonder if that subconsciously stuck in Joe's mind.
About right, there's down in the mud, brother. Could be.
Yeah.
We're watching the same stuff.
Yeah.
I like the analogy, and I absolutely love the song. I know you all will, too. This is the Lowdown Dirty Heathens and Black Mud. Yeah.
Take me back to the muddy water, where the preacher walks my
Thanks for moving.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. The Lowdown Dirty Heathens, that is Black Mud. I am planning a road trip right now just so I can listen to your music on repeat.
We got several songs out there.
You do. Mm-hmm. You've got some great ones. We got a sampling of three of them tonight, folks. You've got to check these guys out. This is some absolutely amazing music. This is the classic South rock. I love what you guys are doing, and we want to hear an awful lot more.
We got several more queued up to come out soon, so yep. Stay tuned.
Well, keep us in mind and let us know as those are being released. We would love to let our fan base know as well.
Yes, definitely.
Will do.
Definitely.
What?
Ronnie, Donnie, and yes, Joe, ma'am. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. This has been a lot of fun. We absolutely love what the Lowdown Dirty Heathens are doing, and we want to keep in touch, so please do.
Thank y'all. Thank you.
Thank you for having us on there.
Absolutely. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Stacy Wynette.
Looking forward to that. That is a wrap on tonight's show. We want to thank one more time our special guests, the Lowdown Dirty Heathens, Ronnie, Donnie, Joe. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
Hey, folks, if you know more bands like the Lowdown Dirty Heathens that you want us to be talking to, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. You can get a hold of us there. Want to know where we're going? And I know we're going to try and catch up with these guys at some point. Vehiclecitysound.com is the website. That's got all of our information on it. We appreciate all of your support. Please consider subscribing to us at YouTube. And, hey, folks, do good things.
That's right.